conference, I hand over to Volker. Go on.
Okay. First of all, thank you to all. Thanks to all of you, especially to all of the audience who have sit through all of these talks. Many of them, all of them being interesting. There's two things I want to remind you of. First, within the folders you've been given, there's feedback sheets. We would like you to ask you for some comments, maybe some improvements, whatever. And another thing, some of you might stay until tomorrow. I would like to point out that tomorrow in Germany we have a public holiday, so no shops open. If you have any demand to get some food or whatever, be aware, tomorrow it's going to be difficult. This essentially was the talk part. We have some kind of panel discussion thing around every time here. There was a break in the schedule. I think we just skipped that. I have one little question I would like to really have answered by the other Samba team members. So maybe you just come up here and gather for the group photo thing or whatever. And yeah, let's just wait for a minute so they all show up here. You know how that goes. Done it every time. So the main question I would like to have some comments on is, you see 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 people here, 12. Maybe we are a bunch of 20 being sort of active. For a project as Samba, this is not too many. And how do we get more developers? Invite them to Samba Technical, IRC channel or whatever. What do you think? That's one of the problems we might have in the future when this really grows.
I think part of the problem with the Samba team members, prospective Samba team members, is some people seem to think this is hard or massively difficult. Yes, some of it is insane, but we've actually had the most assistance of late from a new team member who came on, Daryl Lipman, who's not been able to make it here, who came just from a Unix systems programmer background, and he just could do decent programming of a library in Unix. And he picked up the wire stuff that he needed as he came along. But he brought particularly just the ability to do Unix systems programming, which doesn't necessarily mean understands everything of Windows along the way. And I think we need more people who can come to the team with just some of those skills.
And maybe we are the wrong audience to ask this question.
Yeah. The only comment I wanted to make is that if you want to start looking at and examining the Samba code, Samba 4 is probably a lot better place to start right now because it's sane code. I mean, it's designed from the ground up. It's very clean. It's very simple. It's very modular. It's been designed extremely well. Some people just take a look at some of the internals of the Samba 3 stuff and they're like, oh my God, I can't do that. I mean, I'll break something. And you know what? They're probably right. They're probably right. It is ugly. So if you really want to start, I think encouraging people to look at Samba 4 and go along the test route, write tests, etc. Writing tests is a great way to start. But it has to be fun. You have to want to do it. You can't just sort of... The people who don't tend to stay on the team are the ones who end up... They do a lot of work sometimes, but they're doing it because they're paid to do it. The people who tend to stay the longest are the ones who are doing it because they love doing it for whatever reason.
Yeah, I've actually put an extreme amount of time thinking about this one. How many people are involved in some type of open source community project? Anybody? How did you get involved? Did you just pick it up one day, or did you get involved with somebody that was already involved in it? How many people got involved in an open source project based on interaction with somebody else that was already doing that? Anybody on the team got involved in Samba like that? A lot of us on the team did, at least those people that joined later. And I think that open source has an apprenticeship model. And I think that one of the reasons why we don't get new developers a lot is because we just say, well, if you want to join, we would love to have you, but you've got to figure it all out on your own. And I think that there's an apprenticeship model that developers in open source projects have a responsibility to help bring other people into the project. And I think a lot of times we just expect people to just sort of pick it up on their own And if we see him around a lot, we're like, hey, that's great. I'll buy you a coffee and you can be a Samba team member, which is, you know, such an honor. Because we don't tell you what it really involves until after you join. But, but you know, yeah, yeah. Oh, you get to have your very own component in Bugzilla. Aren't you surprised? I think part of it is that we just tend to work very much sort of as self-motivated people. And so as a lot of times we tend to ignore other people that might be interested but don't necessarily know where to begin. And so I think in any open source project, the people that are doing the work need to sometimes look up from the work that they're doing to try to help other people get involved, at least enough to get started. So anyways, that's my short answer. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, the motivation, enthusiasm is incredibly important. And there's, Jeremy's absolutely right that the people who tend to work on the project for a long time are motivated by some internal demon of some sort as to why they want to work on it. But I'm very glad that minimum wages doesn't apply to open source work, because we basically pay developers one T-shirt and get 10 years of solid work out of them, which is probably below the minimum wage in most countries. Anyway, so I'd also encourage people to think a little bit laterally about how to be involved. For example, we don't have many people on the team who know a lot about Windows programming. We don't have many people who know a lot about writing Win32 code. I suspect among the audience here, we have more skills in writing Windows code than we do among the team. And so if you are a Windows, you're familiar with the Windows world, one thing that would be very valuable to us is write very small, repeatable test cases that demonstrate a particular behavior, that demonstrate that certain file operations behave in a certain way, certain print operations behave in a certain way. And so if you have skills in that area, using a VBScript or Visual C or any sort of development, and you can provide us... One of the things that the community can really do to help the Samba team is to make our jobs more efficient by providing us with tools that demonstrate a problem quickly and reproducibly. Because an awful lot of the time of Samba team members, particularly of Jerry and Jeremy and the people who have been maintaining Samba 3 because they've got real users, is spending time when somebody reports a problem and then you might spend several hours reproducing that problem, narrowing it down, the focus of the problem, working out what is the essence of the problem. And there's been a few people recently, I don't know, is Gunther Cooks here? You're here, not, he didn't arrive. He's been particularly good recently on the Samba Technical Channel with OS2. And he's not a programmer, but his skill is in narrowing down a problem and describing very precise steps that even a Samba team member can understand of reproducing the problem. And so he might spend 2 or 3 hours refining the description of the problem, and then when one of us receives that, in a minute we can reproduce it and we have the fix often then minutes later. But if it goes the other way and only minutes are put into describing and narrowing down the essence of the problem, then it might take us days to narrow it down. So that's something that lots of people I know in the audience would have these skills to do, to take the essence of a problem that you have with Samba and try to distill it down to something that we can quickly and easily grasp and understand. Database experience. Yes, thank you, Alexander. That's something that we're looking for. If there's any database gurus in the audience, particularly understanding the internals of indexing, techniques for prefix and suffix indexes, journaling transactions, particularly on the small scale. I'm not talking about replacing Oracle. I'm talking about small-scale databases. That's a particular area that we're concentrating on at the moment, and we don't really have the skills and background. Stefan Metzemacher is doing a database course at the university at the moment, so he'll be gaining those skills. But if there's somebody with a few more years of experience in that area and they're willing to come forward and provide us with some of their advice, that would be much appreciated.
Well, we're always on the lookout for more team members, but you don't have to be a team member to contribute. I thought I should just balance that without wanting to criticize. Over the years, as people have contributed, a number of us on the mailing list have tended to contact those people and said, yeah, can you keep that up? We really appreciate you doing that. And it's really surprising how with a little bit of encouragement, people have contributed huge volumes of work that has been particularly successful with the documentation over the last 12 months. In fact, I'd like to quantify that. In the 12 months up until about 6 weeks ago, I had about 77 contributed documentation updates. But when I started pounding the list for feedback and for review of the Samba guide, or the Samba 3 by example book, I got 170 responses in 14 days. And most of them were absolutely phenomenal. Very few were trivial. And that demonstrates that when you do ask for it and demonstrate that you apply it, people do follow. And I'd encourage you to review the documentation and contribute your knowledge. Documentation is vital to new users. If we want the new users and we want new team members, we have to get them in the first place. Also, you don't have to speak those mystic languages, C, C++, or assembler, or have any of the other particular expertise. If you are able to assist us with doing quality control work, just simple, mind-numbing, repetitive quality control work, we would value additional quality control resources on the team. So anyhow, you don't have to be a guru in any particular area to be able to make a phenomenal contribution to the community and to the team. We'd welcome people on board.
Regarding Samba 4 and Samba 4 testing and Samba 4 pre-alpha testing. I think it's not more than a dozen people outside the Samba team who ever ran Samba 4 code so far. And it would be probably a huge gain if you could increase that number to 100 people. And I would suggest that we put some effort in creating a Knoppix-based CD. With the new technology of the UnionFS, you can even update packages. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but the current Knoppix has integrated UnionFS, so you can even change packages which are installed on the CD. Anyway, if we can get out in the next few weeks, months, a package which shows what works now, which is pre-configured, you'd get probably from the Samba technical list 100 people who run that code, play with it, get interested, and spread the message how far it is already. So that could help also win developers, testers.
Certainly we'd welcome you doing that. Or somebody doing that, and but that sort of thing, contributions like that, of making it easier for people to test our code, is certainly very welcome. The Samba 4 development team is really three or four people, and we probably wouldn't put resources onto that versus writing the CLDAP server or versus writing the web server right now. But if somebody else can do that and package it, that would be brilliant. One of the things we worked out last night at the Irish pub is the list of things that we thought were critical before the first technology preview release of Samba 4, sort of a pre-alpha and alpha release. And we have a short list of features that we want to get done before we put it out to a wider release for people to actually start testing it in a more complete manner. And that list includes a basic WinBind support. It includes the CLDAP server. It includes the a basic web interface for administering it, and two or three other features that the browse support that Yelm has volunteered. We've got names against those. So we now have one of the main aims of this conference for me was to get that roadmap of what we are going to do to get towards a release. And so we have names against who's going to do that, and over the coming weeks, I think we will be implementing those features, or months, we'll see how long it takes. Once we have those basic set of features, we will be creating a technology preview release. And at that stage, I think it would be brilliant to create a little bootable CD that people can fire up in a VMware session or on a PC. And I would certainly very much welcome that. Perhaps work a little bit with release manager Yelma, who could help you with determining what should go on it, and maybe with Derek as well. I'm sure he'd be happy to help. Oh, Derek, there you are. Right.
We should point out, Derek, who is the Samba webmaster. That's why I wear pictures now, actually. Look.
That's right. Derek's Derek organises the public face of Samba, our website, plus a lot more. And any comments?
I don't really have any comments. I got food poisoning last night, so I'm still recovering from the Irish pub. So,
okay, thanks, Derek. Any other questions? Yeah.
No questions, but suggestions. You are looking for database gurus. Ask the MySQL people. They are open source. Maybe they will help. And in my opinion, when I read their documentation correctly, they've got extensively database testing sets.
MySQL, certainly it might be useful to talk to the MySQL people, but the notion of using MySQL for the particular task, it's not appropriate. It's more the smaller scale embedded databases we're interested in. But yeah, it's a good suggestion. Perhaps we should join their IRC channel and get some advice from them, particularly on indexing technologies. Yeah. Right. Yep.
Yeah. Would it be an idea to introduce what each of us does now with role changes and Yelma's new role?
Should we go through? How much time do we have?
Until people start to leave from this room.
Oh, okay. So we have to entertain them to keep them here. Is that the idea? Right.
Oh, well. Each person.
Okay, each person can say something about who they are and what they do.
Okay, I'm Derek. Oh, no, come on, don't make me do that.
That's what the new guy has to do.
Hey, I'm not the newest one anymore. Okay, I'm Derek Hodge, and I do basically the webmastering for Samba.org. I started with redesigning the website with the lovely bright blue and yellow everywhere now. That's me, so you can blame me if you don't like that. But I started getting into other things too, and I redesigned Vue CVS so that it supports chain sets now. So when you look at the Vue CVS interface, you know, it's got chain set views and recent commits and all that kind of stuff. So generally anything to do with web stuff, that's what I do.
So I'm Jerry Carter. So between Jeremy and myself and probably Volker, we are the ones to blame when you get a release that you don't like. So Jeremy messed up the last one, and I think I'm probably due for one. So currently I work on Samba 3 doing maintenance and bug fixes and doing the releases and things like that. So.
Andrew Tridgell. I tend to do basic building blocks of the code. I tend to be the one that goes through and scraps large pieces of code and rewrites it. Often I'm the one that ignores users and just concentrates on the core code and then lets the rest of the team deal more directly with the community.
So as I like to say, you live 20 minutes into the future.
My name's Andrew Bartlett. I handle authentication subsystems. I particularly care about user databases and all the authentication algorithms that are core to Samba, and I'm working on Samba 4 at the moment.
Yeah, I am Stefan Metzmacher. I'm working on Active Directory replication and the Samba 4 SpoolSS printing torture test.
I'm Jeremy Allison, and I tend to work on the more core file server and SIFS protocol pieces, chase up a lot of people who are, you know, having problems on the mailing list, sort of my Excel has read-only files, this kind of thing, and basically just play whack-a-mole with bugs in whatever release is out there. So.
I'm Jan van Nooy. I'm working mainly on random stuff in Semaphore, especially things related to RPC, and I'm the new release manager for Semaphore as well, for the alphas.
I'm Jim McDonough. I'm employed by IBM, and then at this point, I spend most of my time handholding large IBM customers and just walking them through their conversions. And unfortunately, haven't had enough time to do much development lately. So that's why we have Alexander.
Yeah, I'm Alexander Bokovoy. I'm working with Jim and generally handling the coding part of the laboratory we're working with. Together with Metsa, we did a virtual stackable file system in Samba 3. So you're welcome to blame us for all the antivirus vendors having all those products integrated with Samba. So I'm actually a person who you need to contact if you have some problems with antivirus vendors on Samba-related front. And I'm doing some initial work in Samba 4 area, and also doing some stuff related to support of internationalization, localization, and other stuff in Samba.
I'm Simos Arte. I concentrate currently on the LDB, and particularly to the model stuff, and latest days to the schema module, because I have not much time lately to work on Samba. I jump just where something challenging and little enough to be carried on I can do. And I contributed to the original TDB SEM. That's where I started from Samba, and then I jumped from Samba 3 to Samba 4 recently.
Yeah, my name is Günther Deschner. I'm a Samba member just since last year, so not so very long time ago. And I'm still living very much in the Samba 3 land, opposed to many others here, and just helping wherever I can to keep Samba 3 really a good product that can be used, and just keep Samba 3 running, although very much interest in Samba 4, which I had had many times to look at in the past, but this might change.
Yeah. I'm John Terpstra. You know that I write the documentation for the Samba project over the next year, as soon as these two books that are just about to go into print are done. My intent is to work in earnest on the Samba 4 documentation, so that by the time we're ready to roll, we will have absolutely stunning documentation. That's probably an ambitious goal. I run my own business. My business is doing Samba support work. I specialize in deployment of Samba. And in the process of deploying in large sites, I come across a lot of companies that provide middleware between Samba and whatever environment people work with. So one of the roles that the rest of the team seldom ever see is my work with companies like Idealix, QCD Interstructures, and a bunch of other companies that provide middleware that helps their customers to deploy Samba. I typically find bugs that don't exist, right, Jerry and Jeremy? So anyhow, we get some of those issues resolved, and I've been following up with a lot of people who have contributed information. My goal is to hoard everything I can out of your heads into our project.
Yeah, my name is Volker Lendecke. I'm one of the remaining Samba 3 people. My latest favorite is to get that scalable and to get asynchronous stuff working and so on. And on the first conference, Jeremy said, okay, once you prove that you do something well, you'll stick to it. So I ended up the Samba conference manager, which absolutely is not true. So, and this is a time to thank those two people here. Just stand up, Johannes and Manuela. Johannes. Come on, nobody can see you. Without Johannes beating me to get the call for papers out and get the papers in, it wouldn't happen. And without the tremendous work Manuela and her team is doing, this would simply not happen. Thank you. So that's basically it. Thanks all for coming for the great event. Kurt? Okay. What happens now? Another Hamburg conference?
No. Who of those in this room know NX or FreeNX? Okay. I just received a mail from Fabian, who is developing the FreeNX server code, and he says he's going to release tomorrow a new version which includes full file sharing support based on Samba, so you can share files from your local machine to the remote session, plus full cross-platform printing support from Windows NX clients to sessions, also based on Samba. And he says there's more coming in the next few weeks, also reusing Samba. So he wants to name that release the Samba XP release.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, then that's basically it. I hope we see you all back next year. This event is definitely going to be repeated. And I hope more people will be coming next year. The last thing to do is wish you a good trip home, wherever you go, and come back next year. Thank you.